Farm Agent Jenny Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Just off Memorial Boulevard, that's where it is. It's a better state with State Farm Agent Jenny Allman, 896-2013.
9-7, your score.
No comment about my snafu?
No.
Okay. I guess you're used to it.
Let bygones speak of bygones here.
Bygones?
Yeah. In the corner, Wilson from three-point land, far right corner. Stephen Wilson cannot leave him open. 10-9, Riverdale back on top. Minute 24 to go. Dowdy to Jennings. Jennings lost it. Picked up by Gray. Now Gray loses it. Jennings picks it up. Long pass up the floor to Thompson. One-hands it to Dowdy. Cuts through the lane. Goes up and is fouled. Score tied 26-26 with 2:47 left in the first half. That is Siegel and Laverne. Siegel and Laverne boys. All knotted up. First free throw is good by Dowdy. Also at the end of the first quarter, it's Moore County 23, MTCS 17. 23-17 in Moore County over MTCS. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Second toss rolls around the rim, falls away for Dowdy. And then a foul on the rebound called on Josh Mayer. That's his first foul. And I've done a terrible job of keeping up with team fouls tonight. So we'll just have to wait on the board. At least they put him on the board. 10-10 your score. Minute to go in the first quarter right now. Bounce pass to Woodson out right side. They whip it around the horn. McGrone going to try to cut baseline. Lost the ball momentarily. Now he's got to get rid of it. And passes back out to Woodson. Woodson, one dribble, and over to Tomas Gray, right side. Now McGrone open for three. Yes, sir. Austin McGrone. First bank three from the right corner. 13-10 Warriors. Mayer feeds inside, gets it in to Cousins, stripped of the ball. McGrone with a great defensive play. Four turnovers for Blackman. Wilson in the corner, now back out front to Woodson. Austin McGrone saves it, throws it back in to Gray. 9 seconds with eight, in the corner to Wilson, now back to Gray with seven with six. He goes to work with four with three, stops. McGrone fakes, pulls up, the two, can't bake it in. 13-10 your score, and that is your first quarter score on State Farm Prep Basketball. Riverdale leads Blackman.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Olympus Gym, State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Darius Thompson to inbound right here in front of us. Does so to Alec McMiller. Starting lineup back in the game. For the Blaze. They trail 13-10. Thompson takes it in. Just a little roll off the fingertips. First basket of the second quarter. Darius Thompson's first basket of the game. Blackman does have, whistles. There's going to be a foul on Thigpen, I think, pushing off. It gives me a chance to tell you that Andrew Rogan is in the game for Blackman, 6'2 junior forward. Didn't catch him in there. Foul is on Thigpen. That is his second. 13-12. Riverdale up. Blackman ball. McMiller to Coleman. They whip it around the outside. Now they go back to the other corner. In the left corner is Thompson. Uses a pick. Two-footer, no. Gives it up to Coleman. Misses the shot. Tipped out by Thigpen. On the run down the far sideline is Campbell. Riverdale sets up their offense here with Brad Woodson pulling up for three. It's no good. And out of bounds, it's going to be Blackman basketball. Pretty good look at it there for Woodson.
I think he got bothered at the last second, though. Thompson kind of came across there and deflected that ball a little bit. Or if it didn't deflect it, it sure affected his shot.
I think that's what Kevin is saying. It might have been deflected was reason why they should have the ball and not Blackman, but nonetheless, it is Blackman's ball. Thompson feeds to Coleman, now dishes back out. Rogan for three from the right wing, no good. Thigpen with the rebound. Thigpen to Woodson. Now to Steven Wilson, number 11. Dreads flying across the timeline now. Popping out to help is Campbell. He has it between the rings now. Glides in there, dumps it off deep in the left corner to Woodson. Now Riverdale resets. McGrone, right wing, cutting through. Woodson glides to the rack. He's going to be hacked. He is fouled. Send him to the line.
That was nicely worked play there. McGrone very patient and zipped a pass down in there to Brad Woodson. Brad's going to go to the line.
Foul is on McMiller. It's his second foul. Woodson with his first basket. Hits the first free throw. At the half, Siegel 35, Laverne 32. 35-32. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Second free throw is good for Woodson. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Smyrna 17, Oakland 10. 17-10, Smyrna leading Oakland. And in the game is Cameron Watkins for the Warriors. Cameron Watkins, senior guard. He goes inside, tipped away. Jennings trying to get it inside to Cousin. It's going to be Blackman basketball, I think. Yes. Thompson from the near baseline, as close as he could be to the corner, tosses it in to Dowdy. Now back to Thompson. Thompson thought about it. Now passes over to Cousin. Cousin to Dowdy on the left side. Back to Thompson straight away. Turn, spins in the lane, dumps it back outside. Should have gone up with it probably because Cousin was not expecting that, and he had a pretty good look.
An unusual amount of turnovers early here for Blackman. We're just started the second quarter. Five turnovers now for the Blaze.
Well, you got to also remember Riverdale played last night. Blackman hasn't played since last Friday, and so more so than in the girls' game, maybe that's...
I think it puts a little rust on you in game condition.
Yeah, coming into fruition here. And now there's going to be a foul on Cousin. Bumping into Austin McGrone. That is Cousin's first foul.
Tell you something else Riverdale's doing a good job of. They're protecting the basketball. They haven't. They only have one turnover. And that was in that one where it flip-flopped.
Gray between the rings. Bounces it right side to McGrone. Now McGrone to Thigpen. Back to Gray. Now Gray, a floater from the right elbow. No good. Thompson with the rebound. Darius going to go all the way in. They're going to get him for the charge, I would have bet you, and they do. Taking the charge was Cameron Watkins. First foul on Darius.
They're kind of clogging Riverdale's defense, kind of clogging that middle up a little bit. We've seen Darius get free one time, but the other time he had to dish off, and that time called for the foul.
Picking up a trot across the timeline now is Tomas Gray. Coming here to the near sideline, bounces it to Watkins. He's at the left wing. Now glides in the lane, pulls up from the left block. It's no good. Rebound, Josh Mayer. Mayer to Thompson. Thompson in the corner. Doughty for three. They need it and don't get it. Rebound tipped out. Run down by Thompson. Fakes. Now glides in there. What's he going to do? Passes back out here near side. Juwan Jennings for three. It's off the mark. Rebound. Last touched by Riverdale. No. They say yes. Last touch by Riverdale. Blackman basketball. Not sure why fans were so unhappy with that. Long toss in to Doughty. Doughty turns, spins. Foul line jumper, short. Rebound put back, Thompson won't go. Blackman is not playing well, and Riverdale is playing exceptionally well right now. 15-12, Riverdale.
Well, Kevin Woodson's got some good memories in this gym.
Well, took the Blaze to the first sub-state ever. Watching David Price throw up threes from midcourt.
Crowd was similar. I don't think it was as big as this one, but.
Yeah. Blaze in their young history have had some really good boys basketball here. One-handed hook shot up there, no good by Thigpen. And it's Blackman basketball.
Riverdale not taking advantage of the poor play, though. They're shooting, starting out here in the second quarter. They're 0 for 3.
Kevin Woodson was followed by Kyle Turnham, who was followed by Barry Wertman. Barry was, of course, at Laverne.
Who had some pretty good teams there.
Absolutely. Mayer glides in the lane. He's going to be fouled by Gray. That was before Laverne was in District 7 AAA when they played in 9 AAA.
Biggest crowd I ever saw was in their sub-state game down there in Laverne.
The blue crew, they call it there.
Yeah.
Burn fans, wild and
crazy.
They're
proud of their basketball team.
They're hanging with Siegel tonight, trailed by only three. Josh Mayer at the foul line. The first one, no good.
And they're struggling at the free throw line, only 3 of 7, and that's not usually their ammo is better than that, really.
Mayer toes the line. Four quick dribbles, the spin of the ball, one more for good measure. With the left hand, shot it, got it.
Brian, it goes back to those days, even in junior high, and you remember, I never wanted to get a bye in the junior high tournament because I felt like you got a little rusty and the other team got a little momentum and played well and makes it difficult.
Well, you know, they've won a game.
Yeah.
They had to win a game to get there to play you. And usually is a pretty good opponent.
And Riverdale beat a good Smyrna team. They're very good.
McGrone in the left corner. Now drives to the lane. Underneath, Thigpen, good move. Thigpen can't get the basket, but he's fouled. It was a great pass underneath. 15-13. Riverdale leads with 3:11 left in the first half. And at the foul line to try to tack some points on is Thigpen. Logan, big 6'7 senior center, misses the first free throw. Second toss, he sets it, and it's good. Do what you always like to do, it takes his time at the free throw line. 35-27. Cougars lead over Moore County, 35-27. Minute to go in the first half. Here, a three-point Riverdale lead with Thompson backing in. Cut off. Now Doughty. No basket. It's going to be a push foul on Woodson. So Brad Woodson picks up a foul. Thompson. Standing on the A in Blackman, the second one, gets it back from three-point land, right wing, no good. Mayer with the rebound to Thompson. Thompson dishes out. Dowdy for three. No good. Rebound, Tomas Gray. They're missing an uncanny number of baskets as well, Blackman.
Well, Riverdale is bad in this second quarter. Only one of seven.
Riverdale has not been able to take advantage. Woodson blocked by Dowdy. Rebound, Mayer. Mayer to Thompson, back to Rogan. Makes the bounce pass into Coleman. Coleman can't back in. Now Dowdy has it, glides in the lane, and off the glass. A little scoop shot underneath. K.J. Dowdy, 8 points here in the first half. Blaze within one. McGrone backs it back out to Wilson. Now right wing, it's Campbell out there to Gray. Turns, spins at the foul line, trips, falls down. Now Campbell for the long two, no good. Rebound, Gray underneath. Forced it up there and got it to go.
Great second effort. He went up high for the
rebound. Coming in for the slam is Coleman. He's fouled, and as he came down awkwardly, and he may have hurt his arm. They were down so quickly, John, I didn't mean to interrupt. Coleman got the basket, but he's not in good shape here. They're going to give him a chance here to kind of talk about it. The foul, by the way, was on Jalen Campbell, his third.
Did a good job of getting the ball down the floor before Riverdale could recover defensively. Coleman made no doubt about that one.
I don't know if he got his hand hung up in the rim or what happened, but the officials, who've been really good tonight, I think, they're drying up the floor, drying up some moisture, giving Coleman a chance here to kind of work the kinks out, ask him if he's okay.
Ask him how many fingers he's holding up.
Yeah. Something about his arm. I think it was his left arm, so it would have been where he kind of fell on it awkwardly. No, it's his right hand.
Right wrist.
Right wrist. He's kind of shaking around, isn't it? Shot it and rattles out. Won't fall, so can't convert the three-point play. 1 point Riverdale lead, a minute and a half to go in the first half. Back out front to Wilson. Now in the corner, McGrone goes baseline, flips it back out. They say he stepped out of bounds. Two turnovers for the Warriors. Thompson stutter steps, goes to the far side. Now back to Dowdy. He fakes, now glides in. They're going to call him for the offensive foul. Kind of leaned in, and they've called it all night, and they have been very consistent with that, let's just say.
Well, how many games that we've had where Blackman only scored less than 20 points at half in the last couple of years?
Not many. I have no idea who that foul was on. It's on Dowdy. In the corner, I can't tell what was happening because the Blackman fans are there, so I have to apologize.
It was a jump ball, and Blackman has it. I mean, Riverdale has it, Brian.
Thank you. You just made that up, didn't you?
Yes.
You were right.
Got guessed really well.
Woodson triggers it in with 53 seconds. I think this is a big possession here for Riverdale if they can add to their one-point lead and go in with a little momentum. Wilson cuts through. Now they say he drug a foot. Turnover Riverdale. So Blackman will have the ball to Dowdy. He's open for three. Swish. Boy, he knows how to bring out the dagger. First bank three. 11 points for Dowdy. Blackman back on top by two. 27 seconds. Your Riverdale here, basket would be really big. In the near corner, now back out front. Michael Wood into the game. 6'2 senior for the Warriors. Had it now to McGrone with five with four. with 3 seconds, with two. He doesn't know what time's on the clock. Now he pulls up for the three. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play, with Blackman leading 20-18 over the Riverdale Warriors. Again, we are at the half, 20-18. Also halftime, it's MTCS 36 and Moore County 29 at the half. 36-29, those are the halftime scores we have. And Siegel leading Laverne 35-32 at the half, probably about ready to start the second half in that one. We'll take a break, come back, and we will have much more information for you. A Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlight, all of your stats, and much, much more. Stay tuned. You're listening.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orphis at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's moving day is here. Our first day in phase two of the new building will be February 11th, 2013. Located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, your health is our mission.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our 1999 Oil Change Special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Owens Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air. And WGNS has Sports Talk every weekday afternoon. You can join Monty Hill and Tim Tackett at 2 for all Sports Talk. It's followed by Sports Night from 3 to 6 with George Plaster, Willie Donick, and Darren McFarlane. And also tonight, remember our sponsors, Ida's Tees, Haas Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad. Went there to eat Sunday. Midas of Murfreesboro and State Farm. And went to Gondolier, had my, guess what I had?
The hot ham and cheese sub.
We served 12. We brought 12 in to the Gondolier restaurant.
Oh, great.
And everybody had something different. What is it? Spinoli? Was that it? Spent some boli? Whatever. Somebody had that.
And you can have a variety.
Somebody had spaghetti. Somebody had a hamburger. Said it was one of the best hamburgers they ever had.
That's good stuff.
Gondelier doesn't owe me anything for that extra ad there. But but I'm telling you, it was good stuff.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight highlighting the D&J 2012 All-Area Girls Soccer Team. Congrats to Smyrna sophomore Sierra Franz, Siegel junior Cheyenne Moultrie, Oakland senior Lindsey Rose, Siegel junior Isabella Avoto, Oakland senior Jordan Simpson, Smyrna senior Holly Vetter, Blackman sophomore Megan Woods, Siegel senior Emily Anderson, Oakland senior Shelby Coleman, Blackman junior Elizabeth Weber, Siegel junior Meredith White, and Siegel senior Dale Steinagel. The coach of the year, Eric Shelton from Siegel. Congratulations again to the D&J 2012 All-Area Girls Soccer Team from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. We'll take a look at the football team offensively and defensively in later broadcast. Here are stats at the half from Fans Heating and Air, Game Days, Team Sports, and Winners Trophies. Team stats, 9 rebounds for Riverdale, 10 for Blackman. Shooting from the field, only 39% for Blackman, 7 of 18. They do have 3 first bank threes. For Riverdale, 6 of 18, 33%, and 2 first bank threes. From the foul line, Riverdale, 4 of 5, 80%. Blackman, 4 of 9, 44%. Turnovers, 5 for Blackman and 2 for Riverdale. Riverdale led by 3 at the end of the first, and now Blackman leads by 2, 20 to 18. In terms of points tonight, 11 points for K.J. Dowdy to lead the way for the Blackman Blaze. 2 points for Quindell Cousin, Darius Thompson, 2 points. 3 points for Josh Mayer and Justin Coleman with 2. For Riverdale, Brad Woodson with 2, Tomas Gray with 9, Austin McGrone with 3, and 1 point for Logan Thigpen. Austin McGrone with 3, I think I did mention that. And that's a look at the point totals here. And all of your stats from Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. The second half heading your way here in just a couple of moments, and we'll update your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in a moment as well. Blackman leads Riverdale 20-18 here in boys basketball. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
That's amore.
Gondelier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondelier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondelier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management, from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Dean Mrs.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
At Bud's Tire, your Tire Pros dealer, they don't just put tires on cars. They also put tires on trucks, ATVs, four-wheelers, and campers.
Hi, this is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire. We know tires. We also know brakes. We can replace your brakes, your fluids, your battery, and more. We can align your front end, put new shocks and struts on your car, your truck, or your SUV. We are at 3600 Old Woodbury Highway on the right.
Bud's Tire Pros carries brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich. Stop by today.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the InterSource pregame show, and coming up is the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. Tonight's game brought to you by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tank Service, and Games Day Team Sports. Brian?
Welcome back here to the second half. We'll update that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard here in just a couple of moments. Right now, we want to give you the very latest on the starting lineups. K.J. Dowdy fires up a three. It hits the back of the rim. Rebound, McMiller gives it up to Thompson. Coleman and Cousin in the game. And that's your starting lineup for the Blackman Blaze. For Riverdale, Whitson, Wilson, Gray, Campbell, and Thigpen. Three from Dowdy, left wing. Nothing but net. Well, K.J. Dowdy.
They left him open, Brian, and he just drilled it.
First bank three. He's got 14 points. K.J. Dowdy starts this second half and extends the Blackman lead to 23-18. Tomas Gray, five-second call. Couldn't get rid of it. Nobody open. Three turnovers and good defense by McMiller. Here are your halftime scores. Siegel 35, Laverne 32. That one's starting the second half. Smyrna leads Oakland at the half, 31-29. That's a brand new score, 31-29. And MTCS 36, Moore County 29. All of those scores at the half on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Thompson, left side. McMiller to Cousin. Now back to Thompson, right wing. Blackman moving right to left as we see it. Driving the lane is Cousin. Nothing there. Back to Thompson. Glides in there. Stutter steps. Hoops one up there. No good. Rebound. Riverdale. Gray brings it down. Lost it momentarily. Now picks it up. Shoots with the left hand for three. No good. Rebound. Long outlet pass made. Bounce pass. Thompson going up. Missed the dunk. Now Thompson tips it away. Dowdy going up. Lays it in. K.J. Dowdy has played a tremendous game tonight, 16 points. 16 of Blackman's 25.
He's picked up the slack because everybody else has struggled tonight.
They really have. Going up, stripped to the ball is Gray. Thompson, the lob. Dowdy, now a slam by Cousin. Quindell Cousin, great toss up there by Dowdy. Timeout on the floor, 27-18, Blackman Blaze beginning to roll here. 1 minute break and we'll return.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Siegel has exploded to a 63-49 lead in the third. They come out on fire. 69-43 with 5:46 to play. They only had 35 points in the first half. Wilson, his three from way downtown, all the way in and out. Rebound, put back by Campbell, is blocked, but he's fouled. John, that's a lot of points in like a quarter and a half.
And Riverdale has failed to score. Put that combination together, and it's kind of bad for Riverdale.
Inbounds Woodson to Wilson. Between the rings, way out there. Works off a pick. Going to have to get rid of it, and he does to Gray. Gray out here near the volleyball line on their end of the floor. Gets a pick. Glides in. Cut off. Now back to Campbell in the lane from the left side. Blocked by Quindell Cousin. Rebound in the backcourt. Coleman, he was double-teamed, gets it out to Thompson. Thompson fakes, goes inside. Now outside for the three, McMiller off the mark. Rebound, Gray down the far sideline. Gray, no look, threw it away. Blackman High School camera lady almost took it on the chin, and she had no idea the ball was headed her way. Lob inside to Coleman, turn, spins, nothing there. To Thompson. Thompson dishes back out. Cousin drives the lane. It's good. And there is a foul. Basket's going to count. Old-fashioned three-point play coming up here.
Blackman's just decided to attack the basket. Riverdale, on the other hand, Blackman's defense has pulled them out a lot, and there's a lot of one-on-one going on right now. They're going to have to get back into their offense a little bit.
Foul. It's on Jalen Campbell. The board says it's his first, and I had written down more for him, so I've obviously messed up somewhere. The plus one will not go for Quindell Cousin. 29-18. It's a 9-0 run for the Blackman Blaze to start this third quarter. Wilson, top of the key. The three partially blocked by Dowdy. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to miss that call. Timeout, Riverdale, and we will step aside as well. 30-second break, and gives me a chance to talk to John Dinkins, I think. Yes.
Yeah,
it is just a 30.
Yeah, Kevin Woodson, sign language, I misinterpreted it.
I saw that same sign language earlier. So
when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with a professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, guess what? You can consider it sold.
70-56, Siegel leads Laverne. 70-56 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. That one getting late in the fourth. We'll keep you updated on that. Next Tuesday night, Siegel hosting Blackman. Should be a couple of good games out there. Blackman basketball, length of the floor to go. A 9-0 Blackman run here, the first half of this third quarter. The difference in this one so far, 29-18. Blaze leading. Thompson. Working between the rings. Fires it off to Dowdy. 4-3. It's online. In and out. Rebound Coleman. Coleman to Thompson. Thompson's three. Swish. Count that one. Darius Thompson, first bank three. 32-18. Blackman Blaze. Flexing some muscle now here on their home floor. Woodson. Works between the circles. Now to Thigpen on the near side. McGrone fakes right, goes inside, glides in the lane, too short. Got his own rebound, goes up, basket's good. And there's a foul on Quindell Cousin.
That was really a great individual effort by McGrone. I thought he made a great move on Cousins earlier at the foul line and went in. He kind of shortened the shot a little bit when it didn't go in strong enough. And then he got his rebound and went up against Twin Towers and just was able to get that shot off.
Missed the plus one. Riverdale got the rebound, and now Gray is held.
I know Blackman, they're up by 12. Barry Workman would tell you right now, though, that he's not happy with the way they played tonight.
I have that as the third foul, and that is indeed the case on Alec McMiller. McMiller's going to come out. Dowdy comes out. Juwan Jennings is in. I think Rogan was the other player who came in. Three from Woodson. May have been partially blocked. I thought I was going to get that ball. Well,
I Coleman. Thought you were going to get me. I ducked, and then all I could see was your hand. So thanks.
It is Rogan. Thanks to Darius Thompson, who saved our life. Top of the key, three-pointer, too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound, Wilson has it. Wilson gives it up to McGrone. McGrone, bounce pass, cutting through. Woodson lost it, got it back. There's Gray underneath, and he's fouled by Coleman.
Now, there's an example of Darius Thompson's quickness tonight. Brad Woodson gets the ball. He's going in for a layup, and reaching behind him is Thompson and tips that ball out. I don't know how he did it because Woodson had him beat.
Tomas Gray at the line could be in double digits if he can sink a free throw. Missed the first. Riverdale is struggling here and has the last couple of minutes of the second quarter and this quarter. They have lost their mojo.
Only 2 points in this quarter.
Make it three now as Gray hit the second one. And he's got 10. Now on the night. 32-21. 2:50 to go. Clock rolling. Thompson goes to work. Turns, spins at the foul line. Glides in. Six-footer rolls across the rim and through. 7 points for Darius. 34-21. Watkins in the game for Riverdale. Has the ball now in the corner to McGrone. McGrone fires it back out to Cameron Watkins. Playing catch out front are the Warriors now. Watkins gets it back to Wilson, top of the key. McGrone right wing, Josh Mayer staring him down. Watkins going to turn, spin. Now he goes in, glides in there, misses the shot. Rebound Mayer. Mayer to Thompson. Thompson stops. Now he just decides, okay, I'll shoot, I'll score, why not? He looked around three different places to dish it off, and they left him open. 36-21, Blaze. Watkins with the ball now. Finds McGrone. Takes a couple of dribbles, and good defense by Mayer forced him to turn it over. Thompson fakes inside, goes to the right, missed it. Rebound, Josh Mayer. Got it to go on the rebound and put back.
Mayer's done a good job on the boards tonight.
70-58, Siegel with a minute 44 to go in the game. Turnover, Riverdale. Jennings, lob over to Josh Mayer, off the glass, good. And there is a foul.
Points over turnovers, and this third quarter, Riverdale has four turnovers, and I think Blackman scored on all four of them.
Minute 10 to go, and Blackman, John, in little under 7 minutes, has scored the same amount of points they scored in the first half.
Yeah, it's
night and day.
Yeah, more like what we're used to.
Mayer at the foul line for the plus one. It's good.
Although Riverdale has not shot well, Brian, that's really hurt them too.
Also, at the end of the third, MTCS leads Moore County 50-45. MTCS Cougars now 55-45.
Well, they came from behind in that game too, didn't they? Was that and weren't they behind in that game a little
bit? They did trail early, I think. It's been a close game. Gray for Riverdale. Riverdale in need of a basket in the worst way. McGrone cut off at the foul line, tipped out. And Riverdale runs down the ball, now lost again. Cousin down low to Jennings, and you know what happened. He rattled the Raptors. Juwan Jennings with the throwdown. Gray in the backcourt, working under tremendous pressure. Gets it over to McGrone, left wing. Wilson fires it out. Gliding in, Gray, great move in the paint to avoid traffic. Missed the shot, though. Jennings, bounce pass. McMiller saves it and brings it back out. Dowdy running the point. Fakes inside, goes outside. Off the right block, just kind of flipped it up there. Goes out of bounds off of Riverdale.
I know I'm going to say something about the officials, though, Brian. I'll tell you, they have really called a good game tonight.
43-21, timeout on the floor. Blackman leads. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Our membership includes free personal training, tanning, group exercise, and childcare, all for only $14.99 per month. Two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville, and our newest location in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Visit gymolympus.com to learn more about membership. Olympus Athletic Club, open 24 hours, Monday through Friday. Also open on Saturday and Sunday. Call 895-3110 for membership information.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
0.6 seconds left here in the third. Blackman to inbound. Thompson lobs it, and that's it. Riverdale could not do anything with it. They tipped it out of bounds, and that's the end of the third quarter of play with the Blackman Blaze leading 43-21 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Gills Ace Hardware, the helpful place. It brings you text alerts of local sports scores during the games. Sign up at WGNSradio.com and stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gills Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457.
Siegel Stars a winner over Laverne, 73-63 tonight on the road at Laverne. Riverdale has turned it over. Thompson, no look underneath. Gives it up to Jennings. Jennings misses the easy toss.
Well, Thompson, really just great passer.
Tomas Gray for three. Got it. Boy, they needed that. Tomas Gray, first bank three. He's got 13. 43-24, Blaze lead. We've played 40 seconds here in this final stanza. Thompson glides in the lane, off the left side, drives all the way in. The layup is good. Darius Thompson with the left hand, making it look easy.
He gave a great head fake too there, and little things like that you can't teach.
Gray pulls up the long two from the right elbow. No good. Rebound. Blackman. They're getting a lot of rebounds, too. In the corner, the three by McMiller. Too hard off the back of the rim, or side of the rim from the near wing. Brad Woodson looks over the three. Didn't take it. Pretty good three-point shooter. Woodson got to get rid of it now and flips it to Wilson. Wilson looks into Thigpen. Thigpen fires it up, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Thompson. So, John, if Blackman holds on and wins this game, Siegel already a winner. Both of them are going to be undefeated going into that game on Tuesday, which would have been the case this last Tuesday. So, big boys game.
Hadn't changed. Nothing's changed going into it.
If Blackman holds on to win this one, which looks like they will, Blackman ranked number 2 in the state in boys basketball, and Siegel number 5. In the paint, Gray up no good, but there's a push foul on Tomas Gray.
Tomas Gray, one of those players that gives you everything he's got. He's out there battling. I know what the score is, and I keep maintaining. Riverdale probably got out of their game a little tonight in this third quarter, but believe you me, they're well coached, and they want to win as much as anybody. Had a big win at Smyrna, and just kind of had a terrible third quarter. They got outscored 23-3 in this third quarter.
Yeah, and missed both of those free throws, and that's they played a great first half. Josh Mayer over to Rogan, and almost tipped away by Gray, who, as John said a minute ago, never quits. Nobody really has quit at all that I can see. Coleman in the paint, turns, spins toward the goal. It's up and good.
Good move against some pretty good defense by Thigpen.
Coleman's fourth basket. Wilson cut off from shooting the three. He's the three-point specialist. McGrone right wing. Now driving to the rack is Woodson. And Brad Woodson with the basket.
Well, give and go backdoor action by the Warriors, and Brad Woodson the recipient of that basket.
47-26, Blackman. 5:22 to go. Coleman in the lane, pulls up, shoots. Bounces three times, won't fall, but he's fouled. And the foul is on 1-5, which would be Tomas Gray. And they say that's his first foul. I'm having to go by what they say, because what I have and what they put up there is completely different. So, and I can't hear. First free throw is good by Coleman. He'll have another. This one's good. Barely rippled the net. Justin Coleman. 49-26 Blaze. 5:15 to go in the game. Prentice also Heating and Air postgame show coming up for you after the conclusion of this one. Also, Prentice also Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Hope you'll come out and have some breakfast with us. Thigpen underneath to Woodson, cutting through off the right block. Campbell with two.
And that was a good pass by Woodson there.
Long pass to Coleman and whistle before. There's a foul coming up the floor. And
that play to Woodson was the exact same play, except this time he saw him cutting through and hit Campbell coming through. It was a nice play.
Foul is on Thigpen. It's his third. Rogan, top of the key to Dowdy. Now back to Rogan. He's open right wing. Won't go. Rebound Mayer. Just floats it up there off the fingertips. Josh Mayer.
Well, he's been doing a lot of that tonight, just getting offensive rebound after offensive rebound.
10 points for him tonight in the backcourt. Rolling after it. On the floor, Isaiah Hart in the game. Saved it for the Blaze. Rogan floats one up there. Bad shot. Got his own rebound, however, and now Dowdy lost it out of bounds. .420 to go in this game. And we haven't said as much about it during this game. And that may be my fault. Tomas Gray being raked over the coals by Hart in the corner, thrown away, tipped by Blackman. Maybe one of the biggest crowds that we've seen in the last 20 years here tonight.
I think it is. I really do.
Well, I did this with Jeff before you, and in those 20 years, I don't know that there have been many bigger crowds for a game night, regular season. Bounce pass, they get it underneath. Thigpen high off the glass, bounces twice, won't go. I don't know how many this gym holds, but in the near corner, Rogan fakes, doesn't shoot it. Hart, he's not shy, but thought better of it. I don't think Barry's wanting a three. Well, maybe he is. Three is up and no good by Rogan. Now they're going to call a foul on somebody underneath. And that foul. Josh Mayer, his second. And we've got a timeout on the floor, which we'll take as well. 51-28, Blaze lead with 3:37 to go in the game.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jeweler, Sprint by Sailor Concepts, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And you can read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday. That's pretty soon. That's a couple days. In the Murfreesboro Coast, in the Post, and... In the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Murfreesboro Post. Jeff Jordan. Sorry about that, Jeffrey.
Meanwhile, the game is over now. No, just kidding.
Okay.
Jalen Campbell.
Wise guy.
With the basket inside, 51-30. Blackman on top. 3 minutes to go in the game. Do have some new scores to pass along, and I'll get to them in just a second. Lots of subs in as well. K.J. Dowdy, Josh Mayer. There's
only one starter still in there, and that is Dowdy.
Yep, Reed Pierce is in the game.
Now he's going to clear it, Brian.
Got a turnover, and both sides clear. Oakland leads Smyrna 47-45 at the end of three. So Oakland and Smyrna duking it out there, 47-45. And with just a couple of seconds left, MTCS leading Moore County 73-61. So looks like MTCS on their way to a big win there. And we'll do our best to get everybody in here for you. Watkins and Wood. Cameron Watkins and Michael Wood, they both played some tonight. Jalen Baker in the game for the Riverdale Warriors, along with Anthony Wilson. Shot going up is Jalen Baker, and he's fouled, which gives me the chance to also tell you that Ryan Pearl is in the game for Riverdale. And that's a look at the Warrior lineup. At the foul line, toss, this one won't go for Baker. He'll have another.
Crowd filing out. Brian, you're going to have a little difficulty seeing the court.
Yeah, telling me. Second one won't go either. Try to give you the Blackman players in there. Isaiah Hart with the ball now. Fires up the three from downtown. Isaiah Hart. Ball tipped. And Blackman recovers it. Hart from the foul line. Isaiah Hart. 5 points
show,
in a row for him. Marquand Gant is in there. I told you Reed Pierce was in the game, and it's stolen away by Blackman. Going up for the dunk. Just couldn't get it up there high enough.
Michael Boss. The look on his face.
Should just lay it up.
I think that's the point. Yeah. I think that's what they're going to tell him.
Lucas Hart in the game as well. I think I've got about everybody. Debo Henry in there. Steal, and now there's a throw down. Lucas Hart gets the dunk. 58-30. Minute 37. Going to be out of bounds. Foul on 44. Which, that's someone I don't have. And I know that Michael Voss told me that there would be someone on the JV team move up, and I bet that's who it is, and I apologize for that. And I'm not sure if that's a problem here, because now the bookkeeper is saying, I think I read lips that said, okay, never mind. Thought maybe he wasn't in the book, but it's 1-1. They're trying to decide. And it is 1-1. So Austin Jernigan, the junior, will go to the foul line for the Warriors. The officials making sure they get everything right here. First toss, no good, doesn't get the second. Rebound cleared out by Blackman. Minute and a half to go in the game. Gant whipping it around outside. Lucas Hart has it. Now Gant gets it back. The three ball up, no good. Rebound tipped around. You notice how the guards want to shoot the threes and the post players want to try to dunk when they get in the game this late.
Yeah, I'm really surprised when they're that young and they want to dunk, because usually they – I know that thrills the crowd, but I think you just want your points, you know. And
yeah.
But he did a good job of it, that's for sure.
Anthony Wilson. Make that Austin Jernigan going to the line. Jernigan missed this free throw. Minute 15 to go in the game. Right side, Hart, now traveling with the ball is Blackman. Jalen Baker coming back in for the Riverdale Warriors. Oakland leads 51-50 with 5:28 to go in the game. And it's MTCS, a winner 76-61. Tonight, 76-61. 8-0 in the district, John, those MTCS Cougars. And they sit all alone atop District 9A.
Well, that's just Jason Piercy having a great year. And those guys have worked hard and just improved over from last year. And I think that momentum, that confidence of being district champions in that tournament really carried over this year.
Ryan Pearl at the foul line. Young sophomore hits the first charity toss. He'll have another one. Sackerman won't go. Rebound, Lucas Hart. Marquois Gant back to Hart. 44 seconds. Pass goes to Lucas Hart underneath. And the reverse lay-in is good for Hart.
Nifty move by the youngster.
Wilson in the game just to move the ball around. Glides in the lane, pulls up from the foul line. Good, little double pump as well. Steven Wilson, 5 points tonight. Only starter left in the game. 14 seconds and Blackman's going to hold the ball, it looks like. And 60-33 may very well be your final, and I believe that's going to be the case. 60-33 is your final as the horn sounds right now. 60-33. Blackman Blaze improved to 18-0 and 4-0 in district play. Riverdale falls to 1-4, and they are 8-11 overall. We'll recap the girls' game, give you the boys' game stats, and much more. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show rolls your way after this here on WGNS AM/FM online.
For over four decades, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application in